The Grand Rapids Latin American Film Festival right around the corner, so certainly we want to talk about it. Two such to do in studio, two such with a four-legged friend as well. We'll talk about that. I'm glad that you are here, Dr. Melba Velez-Ortiz, on behalf of you, associate professor with a very important Grand Valley School. Chad's just going to get away from you, isn't he? Yeah, he's okay. He's welcome. Why does he have a tie on?
He dressed up for the occasion. He was very excited to promote the festival.
It's a big deal, yeah.
It is a big deal. Formal introduction to you as well, Aaron Schulke.
Schulke,
good morning to you. You spend your day?
I am visiting professor of film and video production at Grand Valley.
Great. Lots of talk about film with film festivals throughout the year. And yes, our spotlight today on the Grand Rapids Latin American Film Festival. Melba, would you tell us a little bit about you?
Of course. I am an associate professor in the School of Communications. I teach communication studies, and I've been at GVSU for 7 years now.
Don't have that seven-year itch now. Not at all. Tell me
nice movie reference. Yeah.
And tell me about Chad.
Chad is a two-year-old, wonderful guide dog. He was trained, interestingly, at University of California, Berkeley. So he's getting used to the Michigan weather.
California dog, they say. Let's get into this topic of the Grand Rapids Latin American Film Festival. Tell us more about this.
That's right. Yes. This is the seventh year of this event, and we have chosen 10 films that we're excited to share with the community in Grand Rapids. They're unique in that they have lots of artistic merit. We've made sure of that. And they're also very entertaining. And it's a wonderful occasion to share with other people. It's a three-day event. So there's room for everybody's schedules.
Right. Aaron, specifically when and where is the festival taking place?
So the festival will actually begin next Friday. So it starts on March 31st, mm-hmm. and it lasts through Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's a weekend festival next weekend, so it will end on April 2nd mm-hmm. At Wealthy Theater here in Grand Rapids. So sort of a well-known local landmark is a part of the team for this. And our introduction starts Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. And then we have screenings all day on both Saturday and Sunday. I might also mention this event is free. All of the screenings, the panels, the speakers, it's all free. So there is no good reason not to come out and enjoy these great films.
Yes, thanks to the sponsors and your hard Absolutely. Work as well. Let's talk, Melba, on why this is the festival. I mean, this festival is a collaboration among different universities.
Mm-hmm. It is true. Davenport University, Calvin College, of course, Grand Valley State University, where Aaron and I teach, Aquinas College and Ferris State University, get together to bring the community into this space and share some of the most exciting art forms in Latin America, film. And while these days it is more easier to hop online and watch a foreign film on Netflix or something like that, this experience allows you to meet people from the community. So you're not watching this film in isolation. You're sharing, meeting people, and really getting a better sense for the richness and diversity that exists right here in West Michigan. And you might also attend the panel and learn more about the topic that's being treated in the film.
Yes. Aaron, what are the benefits of the festival for the students then, maybe?
Mm-hmm. For the students, number one, I think the opportunity to see a film, to see film the way it's supposed to be seen. You know, Melba talked about watching on Netflix, or we watch film on our phones or iPads or whatever, but nothing beats the experience of seeing a film projected on the screen. So the film nerd in me absolutely loves that. I also think, you know, these are films that you're not going to see in Grand Rapids otherwise. One of the missions that this festival has had from the very beginning is to bring films that otherwise aren't going to come to Grand Rapids. And there are actually some really great films that have done very well out on the festival circuit over the past few years. Many of them were their country's representatives to for the Academy Award Best Foreign Language Film. So this is really a chance to see some work that has done very well in the international film circuit and festival circuit. That isn't going to come to a theater near us in most places in Grand Rapids.
Melba, this is an annual event, as you mentioned, but there's no festival this year. What's up with this?
I think what you're describing happened a couple of years ago, where we were rethinking the festival, and we're putting it together in a different way, trying to find new ways to reach people in the community. Mm-hmm. And I think we've done that very successfully this year. For example, we're having two directors, actually two of the ones that Aaron was mentioning, whose movies were nominated for Best Foreign Films at the Oscars in 2015 and 2014, they're coming to town. And that's another thing that you don't get by, you know, simply watching something online. How many times can we say that we had a chance to talk to the director of the film and ask him questions about what we've just seen? And we're having both of us, Jairo Bustamante, who is the director of the Guatemalan film Iscanul, is coming in and speaking with the public on Friday, March 31st at 8 p.m. And then we have Tito Molina, the director of the Ecuadorian film Silence in Dreamland. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be talking to the audience Saturday, April 1st at 8 p.m.
Yes. As you mentioned, everything free, and just make sure you get there early, although every seat's good in the house. So
that's every seat's good.
Hey, any more on the organization of the panels you want to talk about?
Yes, so we have, a few of our films, we've selected panelists to come in and talk about the films after they are completed. A lot of these films, very much in keeping with Latin American tradition of filmmaking, engage in the social, the cultural, some of the political issues that are going on. So there is very much that connection, and these panelists have been chosen specifically to talk about the topics that the films touch on and add greater depth and context. And then also there is someone to speak about the cinematic aspect of filmmaking as well. So we have a mix of both content experts and also film experts and community leaders that are coming in to discuss these films, in an open format where the audience gets to participate, ask any questions they may have. So really a fantastic opportunity to dig deeper into these films.
And as we dig deep maybe into the follow-up question of how does film contribute to a deeper understanding of the Latin American and Latino culture and experiences?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that is most exciting and that we're, the organizing committee works hard to, is to represent a wide range of Latin American cultures. Mm-hmm. Because you see, there isn't just one monolithic Latino culture or Latin American culture. Mm-hmm. If you attend the film, you'll get at least a sense for the different kinds of sensitivities and histories that are very much part of these very distinct traditions, which are right here in West Michigan, because we have members of those groups living, coexisting, and sharing with us in this community. So that's one of the big incentives, just to understand the diversity of Latino cultures that there are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
They add to that?
Yeah, I think just exactly, to echo mm-hmm. what Melba has said, and again to go back to this idea that film gives us an opportunity to experience cultures that otherwise we're not going to have a chance to experience, a chance to see what life is like and to experience the culture, if not exactly firsthand and like being there, it's kind of the next best thing.
That's
so
right.
It is its own sort of virtual experience of the culture.
I've been telling my students about the festival, and the way I kind of joke about it, but I think there's truth in that, I describe it as the cheapest way to travel.
Right?
You get to save on airfare. How about that? Nothing like traveling, though.
Right?
But,
exactly.
In our own backyard. Now, but can you tell me a little bit about your journey in life thus far?
It's been Very exciting, indeed. I feel like I get a special opportunity to talk and be involved with the film festival, yes. Being a visually impaired yes. person, which is one of the wonders of film. You know, there may be audience members like myself who had have a disability, and say it's a visual one like mine. Guess what? You still get to experience the excitement of the movie through right. the sound, through the dialogue. There's so many things that are very much to be enjoyed, even if you are losing one of your one of your senses. However, it's also true that teaching is something that I really love, and it also gives me an outlet to talk about the, you know, these issues about disability and about my cultural experience. I was born and raised in Puerto Rico, and I came to Michigan to work at Grand Valley State University. Mm-hmm. So I feel like things like the festival, things like teaching really have embraced me and allowed me to share with people in ways that I really appreciate.
Students are lucky. Aaron, what about your background?
My background, well, I am actually originally from, I grew up in the Austin, Texas area, mm-hmm. and I am a filmmaker and a film teacher, and I came to Grand Valley, moved to Michigan. I'd never been to Michigan, moved to Michigan in August of 2015. So I am finishing my second year at Grand Valley, and I've really sort of fallen in love with the area and with it, made some fantastic friends like Melba, who recruited me to be a part of this, and Chad, of course.
Chad.
I cannot forget Chad, who recruited me to be a part of this this festival. I actually, the first film class I ever took mm-hmm. Was a Latin American cinema class. So I think it being wow. involved in this, being involved in this festival is part of that initial inspiration all wow. those many years ago back mm-hmm. at UT Austin when I took my first film class. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Well, glad that we're still talking about film at this point in your lives. Mm-hmm. All right. This festival, how does it fulfill its mission to provide opportunities for constructive dialogue across cultures and to enrich the social fabric of our community? Final question.
Yeah, it exposes us to issues, to people, to concerns that otherwise we're probably, most of us living here in mm-hmm. West Michigan, are not going to deal with on a daily basis. You know, people whom we may not know personally. And so this is a chance to have a window on this larger world of which we are all a part.
Grand Rapids Latin American Film Festival kicking off on the 31st. Final details, Melba Velez Ortiz?
That's right. We look forward to seeing you there. You can come in and go as you please. We have a website that you're welcome to visit, GRALAFF.org. Our schedule is posted there, as well as descriptions of the film in both Spanish and English. And on a bit of a superficial note, but an important one, we've got some Latin American food that we're going to share with the audience.
There's the food.
We invite you to have a little taste of Latin America in a literal sense.
It's a full sensory experience.
Yes.
We've got everything. We've got everything covered. Yeah.
As you should. That's what culture is all about, I would think. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much on behalf of this film festival. Grand Rapids Latin American Film Festival, on behalf of your leadership with Grand Valley, Melba, and Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.